Report: Trump transition team looks to pull U.S. out of WHO on day one. By Simon Kent on December 22, 2024. The U.S. will exit the globalist World Health Organization, WHO, on day one of President-elect Donald Trump's new administration taking power, a report Sunday predicts. The U.S. is the WHO's largest single donor, providing about 16% of its budget, which in 2024 stood at US$6.83 billion. It has previously been criticized by conservative voices for its extraordinary drain on U.S. taxpayer funds. According to the Financial Times, members of Trump's team told the experts of their intention to announce a withdrawal from the Geneva-based health body on January 20, Inauguration Day. The departure would remove the WHO's biggest source of funds in one fell swoop. The FT report notes the withdrawal will complete a process Trump started last time he was in office. In 2020, Trump initiated the process to lead the WHO as COVID-19 spread, accusing the agency of being under China's control. But the process was never finished, and his successor Joe Biden restarted relations with the agency on his first day of office in 2021. Experts have been told that some in Trump's team want to move much faster this time around after initiating the process immediately. Ashish Jha, Biden's former White House coronavirus response coordinator and dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, told the outlet the transition team wanted Trump to withdraw on the first day because of the symbolism of reversing Biden's own Inauguration Day move. There are lots of people who are going to be part of the inner circle of the administration who do not trust the WHO and want to symbolically show on day one that they are out, he said. The Trump transition team did not comment directly on the potential withdrawal. One person familiar with the plans told the FT, "The same WHO that we left in the first administration? It seems like we wouldn't much care what they have to say." Trump previously criticized the WHO for siding with China despite heavy criticism for their lack of transparency about the coronavirus and its spread and origins, as Breitbart News reported. "They seem to be very China-centric," he said in April 2020. "That's a nice way of saying it, but they seem to be very China-centric, and they seem to are always on the side of China." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.